welcome to another episode of Ghoul Girls. I'm your host, Brittany, and this is my subbing in co-host for the evening, Angel. Give yourself a little introduction. Say hi to Angel.
What's up, everybody?
Angel's here to give us some spooky stories that are true in today's episode. What was tonight's episode called, Angel? Do you remember?
I forgot.
She's already had one too many drinks. Tonight's episode is called Spooky But True, because some of the shit you guys are going to hear is spooky but true, hence the title Spooky But True. Back to the subject at hand, Angel. Yes. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I do.
How badly do you believe in ghosts?
On a scale, say 1 to 10, I'd be like an 8.
Like an 8?
Yeah.
Okay, throughout the years you've had ghost experiences, right?
Yes, I have.
Anything like super, like on a scale of super spooky to like the Blair Witch Project?
I'll say super spooky, like creepy stuff that just freaked me the hell out.
You know, we've all had really spooky things happen to us in life. And let me tell you right now, just like looking at my tax forms, I'm just like, oh, that's fucking hella spooky. Where's all my money going? But, you know, me and conspiracy theories, I'm always blaming shit on the government.
I agree.
Anyways, tonight I wanted to give you guys a little break from the too dark and stuff. We're going to hear kind of like a listener story. Angel actually does listen to our podcast, surprisingly. Isn't Yay. That right? She says she's our number one fan.
Definitely.
I like to pretend she writes me fan mail, but she really doesn't.
All the time. Those notes you get at work.
Yeah, there you go.
They're not for me.
Me and Angel actually work together. Funny thing is that our job is just scary in general. So what do we have scary stories for? We can just tell you jobs about that, right?
Definitely. Too many to count.
Too many to count. Although nothing paranormal happens at our job, we do have paranormal stuff that actually we bonded with over scary stuff, right?
Yes.
I remember just telling you, yeah, I like spooky shit. And then we just formed this nice bond and connection. And now we just sit at work and we're always trying to convince our other coworker to get into scary stuff. But Erica, if you ever listen to this, you're next, okay? You're going to be on this podcast and you're going to deal with spooky stuff too.
Yeah, you know what? Erica actually has a scary story too about work.
She does, really?
Yes.
How has she never shared this with me? This is a call out to Erica. You need to come on this podcast and tell me your scary stories.
And you know what it's about?
Wait, what is it about?
It's about the bathroom upstairs.
Oh, heck no. I've heard that story, like, the scary story about the bathroom upstairs, because apparently someone died in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I don't pee upstairs. I don't care how nice those restrooms are. I ain't taking a poop in a dead girl's toilet. That's creepy. Not nice.
It's not that bad. I just kind of just don't feel, I don't feel alone in there, I'll tell you that much.
Let me tell you right now, I used to work graveyard in that place, and it was the creepiest feeling when you'd have to go upstairs and type out on that little shitty computer in the upstairs office. That shit. And then the lights would go out if you didn't move for a while.
Yes.
Hell no, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, definitely.
Anyways, back to the subject at hand. In tonight's episode, Angel's gonna share with us some kind of scary stories that she dies by that are true. And I believe her because she's the most, if you ever see a picture of her angelic face, they didn't name her Angel for a reason. Hello. It makes sense telling the truth, in my opinion, because I like scary shit and I will believe anything you tell me. Tell me you see the fucking Loch Ness Monster, I'll back you 100%. That's how I roll. Anyways, Angel, I'm desperate to hear these scary stories. But before you start, tell me what really got you into being into scary stuff. I always like to ask people, what was it that made them truly believers in like the paranormal, ghosts, demons, monsters, things that go bump in the night? Give me a little background. Clue me in.
Okay, so, well, since I was little, I've always just been a scaredy cat, for one. And I've always believed, like, you know, I mean, in ghosts or, like, spirits. We lived in a really old house when I was young.
Oh, like, my favorite.
Yeah, in Atwater Village. It was built, like, in the 1930s. And that house used to freak me out because in our room, we were, like, in the back room. And I would always hear footsteps. And I would be freaking out. And my dad would have to go in there. And he would have to play his guitar so I can go to sleep.
Aww.
Yeah, that was sweet. But, yeah, it was so scary. I did not like that house. It was a really creepy house. So, anyway, so that. And then it just, I don't know, I just been interested. I love scary movies. I'm a scaredy cat, but I like to watch them.
Okay, what's your favorite scary movie?
I'll say, like, an old one I love is The Shining.
I fucking love that. Do you know that that movie hints that the moon landing was fake?
Really?
Yeah, I talked about it in the last episode.
Yeah, you did. I remember talking about it.
No one believes me, but you guys need to read up on that conspiracy theory. Apparently, it's a really out there conspiracy theory, but apparently, like, The Shining, that movie, mm-hmm. has, like, hints that the moon landing was fake.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I'm going to make you read that. Yes. But continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, so, I love that movie, The Shining. Oh, it's just, like, a good movie. I've watched The Exorcist. I know you talked about that in the last one as well. All the Blair Witch projects. I didn't like the second one. I only liked the first one, just like you. I remember I went to the theater to go see that. She was a baby.
Oh, did you take her?
Yeah.
Why would you?
She was
your
like...
Your poor mother. If you guys don't know, Angel's daughter is in here, and she's just... Did she remember her going... Did she remember seeing that movie?
Oh, no. She was like a little baby, like 2 months.
Do you like scary stuff? She likes scary stuff, so you just embedded it into her brain, right?
Yeah, me and her, we always watch all the scary movies together, like The Conjuring, like all those movies. We sit down during the daytime and we watch them.
Not during the night.
No.
You are not down at all. What is up with you? You gotta watch them at the witching hour.
We be freaking out.
Okay, continue. I'm okay. So sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. So, the Blair Witch Project, I like that for sure. What's the most recent scary movie I've seen? Well, all the Conjurings. What was the one? We saw Annabelle. Annabelle was good.
I could not get into Annabelle.
Really?
I would kick that doll in the face.
It's kind of like an ugly-ass doll. I wish they would have made it like how the real one is, Raggedy Ann. It'd be more creepy.
That bitch would be Raggedy Ann across the street because I kicked her there. I cannot be scared of dolls. Chucky, I never got scared of that movie. Because my whole thought process was like, if this little, tiny, little shit is running at me, I'm going to kick him. And that motherfucker's going to go flying because he's full of cotton.
That's true.
I cannot get scared of these freaking dolls. I can't do it.
Oh, my God. So, no, I've seen the most recent Annabelle.
I have not watched it.
No? Oh, Brittany, you got to watch it.
I will get
it's
to
good.
It. It's good. It's on my list.
It's a good movie. I like it. I went to the movies with my friend.
Oh, okay. With your friend, your ghost friend, probably.
Yes.
Okay, so you're well cultured in the theme of scary movies. You like the scary movies, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so tell me, what was the first incident that you really remember that you felt like there was some presence that wasn't your own?
I remember watching The Exorcist with my mom, and after that movie was done, I just felt like there was, like, something in our house. It was just, like, you know, I mean, it kind of gets in your head when you watch a movie and you see all the crazy things that little girl does and her head twisting and all that stuff, so.
Running down the stairs with blood coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, she has a problem. Ritalin.
Yes. So, ever since then, like, I like scary. I get scared. I'm not gonna lie. I sit there with my jacket, like, to my face, and I'll cover my ears.
You cover your ear? You're an ear cover?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm an eye cover. I cover my eyes. I'm like, no.
I feel like if you can't hear it and you see it, you're fine.
I'm opposite. Like, I can hear it, but I can't look at it. Like, I'm like, eh. I'll be fine.
Oh, wait, yeah, so you'll see me at the movies like this. Like,
holy shit. I will have to go see a scary movie with
yes,
you.
Yes,
yes. Okay, day. Okay, so you get, like, the eerie feelings from scary movies and stuff. Okay, yeah. I could see that. For me, I think the movie that, like, I was thinking about, like, what kind of movies really scared me. In my last podcast, I was talking about, like, ghost movies and shit. And then I really sat in bed at night and I was like, you know what really fucking scares me the most? Motherfucking aliens.
Really?
Alien movies tear my ass up. I'm so scared because that shit is so likely to happen.
Uh-huh.
Like, ghosts, you can just get some sage your house. If you guys remember my demon boyfriend that I had, I saged the fuck out of him. Haven't had any problems yet. Now, aliens, how the fuck are you supposed to ward off aliens? I'm just saying, those motherfuckers be abducting us, then they got shit in our arms, and then next thing you know, we're being harvested for our organs.
Yes.
Just throwing it out there.
Yes. Have you ever seen that one movie about the aliens? It's like from the 70s. I cannot think of
Chariots of Fire. I don't think that's it.
No, Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky. Where the fuck did I get chariots. That's so stupid. If you guys haven't noticed yet, me and Angel are drinking.
Yes, a
little
bit. To make
this go a lot smoother.
Just give me some wicked stuff.
She knows what's up. Anyways, but yeah, like, that's scary movies. For me, it's like things that could... I mean, I love scary movies. I like a good scary movies. But the things that paranoid me the most are paranoid?
Yeah.
The things that make me more paranoid are the things that are most likely to happen, which I think to be like...
Aliens.
Mm-hmm. And getting possessed by stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's... I don't yeah. That. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Me either. No. Aliens, I don't know. I'm like, I'm okay with that.
Do you think you could take on an alien?
No.
You did not hesitate at all. You were just like, shut down.
Like, no. They're going to just rip my lung out or something.
Dude, we all know that aliens do anal probing.
Hello. Very true. Or they like open your eyeball real big with one of those machines.
I can't have things touching my eye.
I know. Me neither.
Paranoid.
Don't
you need glasses? What
is that? I know. Oh, dude, I was so blind coming here today. I was like, oh my god, I can't see any glasses.
Don't tell our viewers that because they're gonna be judging you silently.
Oh lord, please don't. I can see. 2020
vision. 2020 vision. Okay. Aside from scary movies and everything like that, why don't you start telling me a little bit about these ghost stories? I've been dying to hear, but I have refused to let her tell me any of them until she tells them on my podcast. So these are my first time hearing about them. I know she's hinted, but she hasn't given me the full details because I want her to share them with all of my lovely listeners as well. So take it away, Angel. Tell me some of your ghost stories that you had.
Okay, so I'll start off with when I was working in convalescent homes. So, you know, convalescent homes where the old people stay.
Yeah, those are the most, I think, have a lot of energy there. A lot of people pass away, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, so much energy goes on in that place, especially at nighttime. During the day, it's not as crazy, but nighttime when they're sleeping, it's a lot more scarier because you're just kind of walking around and just checking on people. So I've had the same reoccurrence with a lot of the patients at the home I used to work at. I used to work at one in Bellflower. I won't say the name, but...
That's near here, isn't it?
Yeah, very close. Not too far. So when I was working there, with one of my friends as well. And we both had the same experience. She had more because she worked there longer. So most of the patients that were either about to die or close to death, a lot of them would always talk about the man in the black suit. And at first, I didn't believe my friend. I was like, nah, you're crazy. She's like, no, watch. It'll happen to you. Just, you know, wait and see. So I had one patient. She was on her way out, but she was still very alert. She was able to talk to you as well, like normal. And so I would go in her room just to check on her. She was basically like on a no feed type of order. So she couldn't eat no more. It was at that point. So I'll go in there, check on her, offer her water. And when I went in there, she kept telling me, can you please get that guy out of here with the black suit? And at first I thought it was one of my coworkers because he always wore like a black scrub all the time. So I turned around and I was about to get out of here. And when I turned around, I was like, there's nobody here. And I kept telling her, there's no one here. She's like, he's right behind you. Get him out of here. I don't want him here. And I I'm getting goosebumps.
Oh shit, dude, I just said that. Oh wow.
So I was so scared. I was like, I forgot her name, but I was like, there's nobody in here. She's like, he's standing right behind you. Get him out of here.
That's the fucking worst.
Yes, and I was like, oh my god. So I just I walked out and I looked for my friend and I found her and I told her, I was like, oh my gosh, she's talking about the guy with the black suit. She's like, oh, that means that she's gonna die. Like, give her a couple days. So sure enough, 2 days later, she passed away. So yeah, she passed away. Then I'll say maybe a month or two later, another patient, was saying the same thing. And she kept telling me, get that guy out of here with the black suit. She's like, he's under my bed. I don't want him here.
He said under her bed?
Under her bed.
What? How did she even know that? Is she in a bed?
She's in the bed. And she had no legs. So I don't know how she do
how
that.
I know. She's just probably picking up you ready, bitch?
Yeah, for real.
I'm just kidding. That was so bad. I'm so sorry.
She was a good pay. I used to like her. She was funny. She was from England, so she had her little England accent all the time. She'd be like, hello, Angel.
Wait, say it for me one more time.
She'd be, hello, Angel.
Beautiful. Okay, so you have a guy behind you,
mm-hmm.
black suit. That's one person. You have another patient, black suit, but under the bed.
Under the bed. And then she died about, I'll say, 4 days later. Yeah, she died, and there was actually really nothing wrong with her. I mean, she was old. She didn't have legs, but that sounds kind of bad. That sounds so bad.
Nothing. She was missing an eye. You know, half of her face was falling off, but she was fine.
She was good.
She was good.
No, like health-wise, like she was just old. Like, she had her legs cut off, I think, because... Maybe. I think she was probably diabetic. But other than that, she was pretty healthy for her age. So she just kind of just died of old age there. But she talked about the man with the black suit. And then I had one, the last one that died, she said the same thing. And she actually slipped into a coma before she died, wow. Right? So I was in there and I was like cleaning her up. And then I left the room and they called me to go back in, and they're like, your patient's awake. And I was like, what do you mean she's awake? She's in a coma. Like, it's crazy. They're like, no, she's awake. I'm like, okay. So I went in there. She was awake. She was looking around. She couldn't talk at that time, but she kept pointing. She just kept pointing. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, is she seeing the guy in the black suit, too? But she just kept pointing and pointing, and then she ended up dying that day.
Oh, wow.
Once all her family, like, showed up, she died.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really crazy, like, working. That was just only the convalescent home. Like, I worked in a lot of different hospitals. So a lot of different things. You just hear a lot of noises. Like, phones in the room ringing when there's no one in the room. The call lights going off when no one's in that room at all. Like, it's going off at your station. And then you go there and it's like, okay, there's no one in this room who's like... And you're like, oh, it's only, what, like 2-3 people on the unit that can actually walk around and do something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so those are pretty fun. I'm getting goosebumps.
You know, like, I can imagine, because, you know, a lot of people pass away there and stuff like that. I know I lost my grandma recently, mm-hmm. and when we were there, you know, she would talk, and she would always say that she would see her family members. I know that's one of the things that people see before they pass away.
Yeah.
Is that they often claim that they see, you know, relatives that had already passed away. This sounds so weird. So my cousin, the one who was on the last episode of the podcast, Kelly, uh-huh. she actually took us to see a bunch of psychics.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe in psychics. I'm going to clarify this right now. I think it's a bunch of boo-boo, but my cousin is, like, completely convinced that psychics are real. And she just, like, is taking... She just really believes that psychics are real. Mediums. Well, not mediums, right?
Yeah, mediums.
Uh-huh. So she took us to go see these three mediums. And, one of the things that they were talking about is that when, like, you pass away, like, let's say you pass away of old age, when you die, your body becomes, like, your image becomes, like, what you were, I guess, when you were happiest or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when you die of old age, you usually come back and you look, you know, younger, when you were younger and stuff like that.
Like, when you were healthy and
young. Yeah, when you were healthy and shit, you know, which, I mean, like...
That makes sense.
Makes sense. Do I believe in mediums? No, I do not. And I will stand by my opinion of thinking that I don't believe in them. But, like, them talking when they said that they would see, like, the spirits of other people, that would be some of the stuff that they would say. Like, oh, you know, before she passed, she saw this and this, and she saw this and this person, and this person is waiting for her, and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I always get weird when... old people start saying that they're seeing stuff, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I have 2 grandparents left. The moment they start talking about seeing people that aren't there, I'm going to be like, hospital right now. Give you the best that you can. This is not happening.
I agree.
Sorry, guys. I just choked on a ghost penis.
I was thinking that in my head.
Oh, really? We are psychically linked, guys.
We are. See, psychics are real, Brittany.
Oh, God. Okay, so, anyways, back to the convalescent things. I think that's really kind of freaky. I am terrified of hospitals. I do not like them. If I am dying, don't take me there. Just leave me on the floor. I don't want to be in a hospital bed and see, like, weird ghost people passing around me, because if you tell people, they're just going to think you're crazy.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest fear, is not being believed when I see stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I always have this, like, irrational fear that when I'm old and I start seeing, like, fucking, you know, my ghost fam being like, yo, you ready? Because that's how they're all going to talk. I'm like, yo, Brit,
definitely.
You ready to go? I'm going to be like, no, I'm okay.
Like, I'm not ready yet. I want to stay a little longer.
I really enjoy Thai food. So I don't think they got Thai food in heaven. So I'm always very like, I don't like hospitals. I'm not a hospital person. And plus, there's always ghosts there.
Yeah, definitely.
When you watch Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters and stuff, where are all the ghosts at? Abandoned mental institutions, abandoned hospitals, abandoned places where people died. So, like, for me, I'm very, like, it's very scary stuff for me.
It's an iffy subject for you.
Yes, I do not like hospitals.
Oh, my God.
Do not take me there. Please, unless we're going there to find ghosts.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty crazy at hospitals. I like it, though. Yeah, I know.
You guys can't see the face that I made of her, but it was a very, like, judgmental one.
I'm judging you for, like, not seeing it. It's crazy, like, when you see, like, a person, like, die in front of you. It's really crazy. It's like you kind of feel like their soul coming out. Like, it gets cold in the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it gets cold. I remember in school, this, I won't say where, but we were doing CPR on a guy. And the nurse had not covered his wound well on his arm. He was diabetic. Ooh. So he had a shunt in his arm, in his artery. So she didn't properly, like...
Wait, what's a shunt?
A shunt. It's just like a... It's something that they stick inside of your artery to give you dialysis.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And she didn't properly... It's like a pressure dressing that you're supposed to put. She didn't do it right. So he literally bled out, like, the whole night until we found him in the morning. And, okay, I'm a freaking student at this time, right? So we found him full of blood. And so he was unconscious. He was not breathing. So we started CPR on him. And as every time we would push down, blood was squirted out. So there's just blood everywhere. But he ended up dying. But it just was really cold in that room when he died. It was very creepy. It was creepy. And there was about at least six of us in there. Six students and four nurses. So 10 people, imagine. And you still feel freezing, like freezing cold in there. And you'd walk in the hallway and it was just like normal temperature. Very crazy.
You know, you just totally implicated someone for murder right now.
Oh, I probably did. We can edit that out.
No, it stays here. But no, like, I totally understand what you're saying about the whole, you know, sudden going cold and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, guys, I actually lived in a haunted house. We haven't really done an episode on it because I'm hoping to save it maybe for more of like a Halloween time. But let me tell you right now, the house that we lived to, it was probably the most scariest house I've ever lived in my whole life.
Oh my God.
It was creepy. It had everything you could think of, to doors slamming shut, to us literally... I'll give you guys like a little taste, a little bit.
A little preview.
Because it actually reminded me what you said about your dad with the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my bedroom, I actually slept in the back end of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, my bedroom was the door, was the room before you would go, like, outside to the backyard. And we had a fucking huge backyard. You could literally fit two houses in our backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fucking ridiculous. So, it was scary. No lights, just a big old giant grapefruit tree. Anyway, so my room was really small, but I had a really big walk-in closet. And so my grandpa had passed away, and he left me this guitar that he had gotten from Mexico. So it was in a case, a really nice little case. You know, I played guitar, but at the time, like, it was just stocked away in my closet for a while. So I was laying down watching TV, you know, just watching like anime on TV and Adult Swim. You guys all know what I'm talking about, so you know it's like probably 3 a.m. So I'm just watching it, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I hear the strumming of my guitar.
Oh my God.
Not like strumming like ding. No, this was the sound of someone plucking the motherfucking strings.
Oh my God.
Of my guitar. So it was like ding, 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 ding.
Oh hell no.
And let me tell you right now, I love scary movies. I like ghost stuff. I love paranormal. You guys all know me. I love it. The first thing I did was say, hell motherfucking no. I turned off my TV and I laid my ass down on the pillow and I put the covers up to my chin and I was like, I'm going to sleep. That was it. That was the whole premise. I was like, I'm not going to check the guitar because it's in a case and the case is clickable. So Like, if a rat or, like, bug or something decided to hit the guitar, it would have to unclip the strings of the guitar or, like, the case. It would have to open up the case and start strumming it. So it was something that really stuck with me, and it really freaked me out really bad. The guitar, I still have, well, it's at my mother's house, but we still have it in the family. But it was just one of those things that really, it really stayed in the back of my mind. And so anytime someone tells me, oh, what's your ghost story? I'm like, that was probably the most significant one for me, mm-hmm. just because it was something I had a personal connection to. And the fact that, like, it wasn't a strum of the strings, it was someone plugged each single string.
That is so freaky.
The deepest one to the smallest one. It freaked me out.
I would freak out too.
But you want to know what's funny?
Huh?
I've only ever dated musicians that played the guitar, so I think I have some weird, like, ghost kink with it.
You do.
Just kidding. Everyone's judging me so much right now. Anyways, you have more stories for us?
Oh, yes, definitely. I have, let me see what I got. Well, I have my personal, like, experience that I had in my house. So, you know, I always tell you, Brittany, I go to church.
She does, which I'm surprised about, because I haven't been to church since my mom makes us go on Easter. That was a couple years ago, like 8.
So, you know, I've never, like, thought, like the places I lived in by myself were haunted, right? So I lived in this little back house. It was probably about 2006, because I was pregnant with my son, the one who's 13. And one day I was laying in bed going to sleep. I was waiting for my daughter and her dad to come home. So I was laying there. They didn't come home. It was probably about midnight. Fell asleep. And in my room, I had no windows. It was like a dark room. I love, like, to sleep in the dark. So that room had no windows at all, like none. So it was like pitch black at night. I was asleep on the bed. And then so I woke up because I felt someone climbing in the bed. So I was like, oh, you're home, finally. You know, like, I thought it was, you know, the kid's dad coming home. So I open my eyes and I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. So I wait. And then all of a sudden, I just feel my blankets getting super tight on me. Like, tight. Like, I was on my side like this because I was being pregnant. So I was on my side. I just feel my blankets getting really tight on me. I was like, what the hell? I was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you pulling my blankets? And so I open my eyes, and in the pitch black of that room, I can see something over my body on the side that had, like, I'm getting freaking goosebumps again.
Oh, shit!
That had, like, you know the movie Scream, how that cloak that they wear looks like it, like, hangs from the arms? So it had, like, hangy thing. It was, like, floating above my body. I was freaked out, so I closed my eyes, and I was like, what the hell? I was like, okay, no, I'm dreaming. So then I open my eyes again, and I look, and no, I was awake. Like, I was literally awake. And so my first instinct for me, what I learned since I was little, was pray. So I started praying, you know? I was like, oh, my God, shit. I'm praying. Girl, I prayed like I never prayed before. I was like, girl, everything. So then it took a while, and, like, it started to, I felt like it was, like, squeezing my body like a snake. So then slowly it, like, released, and I ended up, like, going back to sleep. And then probably about maybe an hour later, it happened again. And I did the same thing, and I ended up going back to sleep again. So the first thing I did when I woke up in the morning, I called my mom. I was like, Mom, and I told her what happened. And she was like, what's in your house? I'm like, there's nothing here. Like, I don't know. And so it ended up being that the back house I was living in, there was a garage, like, right in front of it, like, connected. So the lady's house that I lived at, she had, like, a whole shrine in her house right there in the garage where my, like, right by my room. So she had, I don't know what it was, but it was a shrine of, like, a bunch of statues and stuff like that that she would pray to. So I think she was probably doing, like, I don't know, Santa Muerte or something.
Like, brujeria.
Yeah, brujeria or whatever it is, you know? I was just freaked out, girl. I was like, oh, my God.
Girl, have you listened to my episode where I talked about the fucking, my boyfriend, who's not really my boyfriend, he's a ghost, that was climbing into bed with me?
Yes.
And when you said that, I was like, oh, God, she's a fucking demon boyfriend too. Dude,
I was freaked out. I remember I was so scared. Like, when I talked to my mom the next morning, I was crying. I was like, Mom, I felt like they were taking my baby from me, and it was really creepy. God. That was scary.
I really want to do an episode of the podcast on brujeria, but I don't know anyone I want to have someone come on and, like, talk to me and, like, explain to me. But I don't know anyone that knows a lot about it.
I have someone.
Oh, yes!
My friend Christina. Christina. You better listen to this, Christina.
Christina, if you hear this podcast, please come explain to me brujeria. Because, like, I love... I mean, I don't practice witchcraft, but I do like reading about it. I think it's really interesting. A lot of it stems from, like being a woman and, like, empowerment and shit. Like, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
I was reading this story, this article a while ago about a bunch of, like, 15th century witches that would cut guys' penises off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they would go around chopping guys' dicks off and, like, using them for, like, fertility shit, you know? Because fucking witches are crazy back then.
Heck yeah.
So I'm always curious as to how different, like, brujeria is compared to, like, witchcraft, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And then you have, like, other, like, religions that have their forms, kind of their forms of, like, witchcraft and shit like that. And then you have, like, pagan witchcraft. It's like a bunch of different, like, branches of it.
Yeah.
You have, like, people who, there's, like, my cousins actually, like, they don't practice witchcraft, but they do, like a Catholic kind of witchcraft.
Yeah.
Where they incorporate, like, the saints into, like, the shit that they do. So it's really interesting. Oh, yeah. I just want to learn about it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. She knows a lot about that. I always call her with my questions. I'm like, call your friend.
I'm trying to slip into my DMs.
I will.
Talk about this.
Christina, my Christina. I call her my Christina. We have a hoe. It's like a hoe. I don't know. I'm kind of drunk, so.
Look at this bitch.
I'm a little drunk.
That's what we like. We like boozy stuff on our episode. I would have made this into a boozy episode, but I don't think I had enough to make shots.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm
good. That shit was really good, though.
It is good. I like it. I think I'm going to survive this.
They're really good.
They are. This is like apple cider.
I'm drink Red's Wicked Apple. They're like cans, but they have a lot of alcohol in them.
Yes.
You drink like 2-3 of those, you'd be getting a good buzz.
Yeah, I'm on my second one. I'm just like, whoa.
She's like, I love ghosts. Anyways. Yeah, so that's one of the episodes I want to do it. Then I want to do it on, because I'm half Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
I do try and speak Spanish, but it always sounds really terrible.
I'm the worst Mexican ever, don't worry.
So, like, I want to do, like, an episode on, like, you know, like, Latin folklore. And then maybe in a while I want to do something on, like, just different, like, cultural folklore and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, Chupacabra, and then in England we have, like, the Loch Ness Monster, and, like... Yeah. And the Bell Witch. I don't know if you ever heard of that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Witch, Bell Witch. Team.
Bell Witch.
See what I did there? I should be a poet, guys. Watch out. But yeah, so like I have a lot of ideas, but I just have to really structure them. Anyways, creepy ass stuff that you were telling me right now.
Heck yeah.
You have more for us?
I have more.
She has more, so. Guys. This is a never-ending podcast. Angel's just going to slam us with all her nasty little ghost stories that I'm getting so heated for. Yes. Spray it on me, girl.
Okay, so this one is a story I think my mom told me about my grandma. Back in the day, my grandma, rest in peace, I love her. She used to, I guess, dabble in a little bit of witchcraft.
Lovely, I love it already.
And she knew a lady. She was a hairdresser back in the day. Like, I want to say like in the 60s. She was a hairdresser and she worked at a salon. And this lady always had money, the salon owner. Like always had money. And she would ask her like, what do you do? Like, why are you always winning the lottery? Why are you always, you have money? And so the lady told
her. Can she be my friend?
Girl, I wish I could find her. She could pay my school loans.
I don't have school loans, but she could just pay me to myself.
So she told my grandma, she's like, you see this plate? There was like a plate on the wall in her salon, and it had, I think, a bunch of pennies on it, I believe. That's what my mom said. And she told her, oh, you can go to this lady I know. And when you go to the lady, she can help you to basically become lucky, a lucky person. So my grandma's like, okay, you know, I'll go. So my grandma went. So it turned out it was a seance.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. So she sat at this table, this, I guess, a round table with a bunch of other people. And the lady that was doing the whole seance told everyone, okay, so you need to close your eyes. You need to not open them no matter what. Like, you're going to feel something. Do not open your eyes, like, for any reason at all. So my grandma was just like, this is bullshit, you know? Like,
is she like me?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I don't believe in this crap. So my grandma was funny. So according to my mom, my grandma was like, all right. So she closed her eyes and they started doing some prayers or whatever. And then my grandma was like, I'm going to open my eyes. Like, I don't believe this shit.
I'm like, bitch, that would be me too.
So she said she opened her eyes. Like, she had them, like, kind of open. And when they started doing whatever prayer the lady was doing, she saw, like, a monkey, like, a demon monkey jump out of the wall. Like,
what the fuck?
Yes, like, a white wall just jumped out of the wall and started hopping on people. So if, supposedly, if that monkey or whatever hopped on you, you'd become lucky. So my grandma had her eyes open watching it hop on people, and it was about to jump on her, and she went like and it like disappeared in midair.
And what the fuck?
Yes. When my mom tells that story, I'm like, oh hell no, mom, that's crazy. So yeah, so that happened. And
A fucking demon monkey.
Yes, like a demon monkey. She said that's how my grandma described it. It looked like a monkey, but it was like a demon, like a evil looking like a little
monkey.
But this
monkey. Bitch gives you money.
Yeah, so if it jumps on you, you get lucky. Like, you'll get the luck of the whatever.
Can I have that monkey, please?
No monkeys in here. Damn. So yeah, so she never went back to that after that.
Why?
I don't know.
She could have had money. She was scared. I wouldn't let a demon monkey gnaw on my face if it meant that I would be a millionaire. What are you talking about?
Oh my god. No, yes, I don't know. My grandma, she never went back to that lady, and she just did herself, I guess.
That's fucking insane. Let me ask you this question.
Uh-huh.
Would you do something like that for money?
Honestly, would you
go to this psychic lady and let a demon jump on you for money?
Hell no. That's scary.
Bitch,
no.
You ain't gonna know. She should have kept her eyes closed. You guys could have been millionaires right now. I know that, right?
Damn, definitely. No, heck no, that's scary. I don't like... That all that stuff scares me. Like the whole, I know you told me you like read tarot cards.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
That's so scary. That scares me. That like I'm like scared. Like I don't want to open that door.
You have to let me read your tarot cards.
No.
No, it's really fun. It's all good fun. I can also read palms too. I studied this for like 3 years, guys. I studied as much as I could. I read up as much as I could about palmistry, tarot cards, and I taught myself how to do it. There's different versions of tarot cards, different ways to read palms, but so I read everything.
Oh my gosh.
And the reason, you want to hear a funny story?
Huh.
The reason I got so into it was I was a huge-ass nerd. Yeah. I know, it's hard to tell with this bodacious body and this gorgeous locks and my good-looking face. I was a huge fucking nerd in high school, and I would check out books from the library, and when I was in middle school, I literally read every single book in my library.
Oh my god.
Like, every book. Whether it was, like, encyclopedias or anything, I read from top to bottom. I went from A to Z my 6th, 7th, and 8th grade year. I read books every single hour on the hour.
Wow.
I used to get in trouble and sent to the principal's office for reading books.
Are you serious?
I was a fucking nerd. And then in high school, I did the same shit. So one day, I was going through, like, all of our, like, social books in high school.
Yeah.
And I found a palmistry book.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find one. I found, like, 8 of them. I checked them all out, and I read all of them, and I would study
school?
Them. At school? Yes, at my school, and I was going to say my school name, but I don't think that's appropriate, but yeah, I read all 8 of them, and then I got a bunch of notebooks, and I would write down everything that I learned, and then I would draw palms, and I would map out my hand, and I would do it over and over again until I memorized everything, and then I would do the same thing with tarot cards. My mom would not buy me tarot cards. She would not enforce my habit. She was very upset that I was doing it. And she wouldn't buy me tarot cards. So what I would do is I would draw all the tarot cards in my notebook.
Yeah.
And then I would write down the meanings for them. And then I would tear them out into little pieces of paper. And then I would, like, do the tarot card readings.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
I haven't really told this to my family yet. So they're probably going to listen to this and be like, why didn't she ever tell it? And I'm going to be like, well, because you guys all thought I was crazy. You know? So I would do this over and over and over again until I got, you know, was able to do it for people.
Yeah.
And then I would start reading people's poems at school, and they would give me money. So I was just like, hell fucking yeah, I'm a fucking gypsy over here and shit. And then I actually stopped because it's kind of like a really sad story. This one time I was reading, and most of the poem readings that I did, it was high school students. So it would be like, you know, BS shit that... simple because they haven't experienced much in life.
Definitely.
And so this one day I had a guy actually come up to me and he's like, hey, I heard you could read palms, do you mind looking at mine? And so I'm reading his palm, and it told me something that, like, at the time I didn't think anything about it, and it just said that someone in his family had passed away, you know, somewhat of a mother figure. So I read his palm, and I told him, you know, I was just reading what it said. You know, I wasn't really thinking about it at the time.
Yeah.
But I told him, like, oh, it shows that you lost, like, a motherly figure. It could have been a grandmother. And he's like, yeah, you know, my mom passed away from cancer 2 months ago. And he started crying, and I felt like it was probably the most heart-wrenching thing, like, I could think of, like, I didn't know what to say. So after that, I stopped reading palms for a cool minute, because it really messed me up, because I was like, oh, shit, like, at the beginning, I kind of felt like I was just getting lucky.
Yeah.
But then once I read that, that line on his, it just kind of, like, changed my perspective, like, oh, shit, you know, maybe this is real. And
you're like, maybe I should stop for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and I don't remember if I don't know who I talked to. I know I talked to a family member. I don't know if it was my mother or my grandmother, but they told me, like, you know, that kind of stuff has consequences and it weighs heavy on your soul. And I was just like, oh, okay, I'm gonna take a little break, because that shit really effed me up, man.
Oh my god.
Like, it really scared me, because I'm like, what if I read, like, and then I would freak myself out. I would be like, what if I read that someone's gonna die? How do I tell them they're gonna die?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what do I do? Like, I would just have these, like, internal, like, conflicts with myself. So that's my palm reading story.
Oh my god, that's scary.
It's really scary. Let me read your tarot cards.
Hell no. Hell no, baby. I'm scared.
Dude, I'm so tempted to bring them to work and just start reading people's cards. But
I'll watch you. I want to see what you do first.
I'll be like, give me money.
Do it to Gary first. Wait, edit that out.
He will never listen to this. Yeah. Trust me. You know what?
You never know, dude. He's a narcissist. Okay.
There's this guy that we work with, and I had told him I had a podcast, and you know, the first thing he told me, he's like, you should just talk about penises and vaginas, because that's all that girls talk about on podcasts. And then he was like, I bet it's a feminist podcast. And I was just like, bitch, it's about ghosts. Feminist ghost? I was like, get your ass out of here. What are you talking about?
Oh, hell no.
He is out of this motherfucker.
He is, no.
Anyways, before we trail off, you have more stories for me.
Yes.
Yeah?
Hold on, I'm thinking. I'm a little buzzed right now.
It's perfectly fine. I just wanted to throw some weird shit on you.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, that's crazy.
Are you all storied out?
For right now.
Right now? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to go next so I can concentrate.
Okay. So, while Angel's trying to get her head together because she's a little bit drunk, buzz. We'll leave her with buzz.
Yeah, buzz.
Because it's really hot in this room. So, I just wanted to throw at you some weird, spooky facts. I'm pointing at my notebook.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was telling her about this earlier. So, I was trying to gather some weird shit that I could share with Angel. Because if anyone knows me, they know that I like weird ghost shit. So, the first thing I wanted to tell you about was there's actually this place. It's called the Athlinhampton Hall in Dorset, near Dorset Chester, which is over in England.
Uh-huh.
So, I was reading about, like, weird shit that I could find. So, I stumbled across this really big, it's like a really big house. It's from the 15th century. It was built by the Martin family.
Okay.
So, think about it like this. The Martin family, it's a big family. They have a lot of money. The daughter, I couldn't find the name of her. For some reason, was blacked out. So, pretty much the Martin family, their family crest was a monkey sitting on a stump.
Okay.
So, that was like their family logo and everything. So, they used to have a pet monkey. The middle-aged daughter, I believe she was in an affair with someone. And the affair that she had with this guy did not work out.
Mm-hmm.
So, the story goes, this is the ghost story. So, the young woman had climbed up the stairs. Her pet monkey followed her. She was really distraught. She was really depressed. You know, the affair that she had with this man wasn't going well. You know, he's married, had kids. And she felt so overcome with grief that she would never be able to be with him. So, she threw herself off the stairs in the mansion and died.
Oh, my God.
So, she killed herself. It's really sad. Super sad. And so the story goes that her pet monkey became, you know, he saw her die.
Yeah.
He became really depressed and he starved himself. Story goes that you walk around the property and you can see the monkey swinging from branches.
Oh my God.
And they said a lot of people have reported seeing a monkey scratching his
area.
His wee-wee. His butt. And trying to entertain the guests. And then when they go to tell someone else about it, it's gone.
Oh my god, that's
so weird. So it was a really cool story that he would, they said the most people that would see him were people who were, you know, really sad or suffering from depression.
Mm-hmm.
And people believe that the monkey would do these kind of weird, funny things to make people feel who are, you know, hurting inside to feel a little bit happy.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a weird story, and I thought I would share it with you.
Oh my God, that's
because I thought it was hilarious.
Can you that imagine? Is funny.
They say a lot of ghost hunters, because it's a really romantic type style home, mm-hmm. so it's a big ass property. They say a lot of ghost hunters go there to get married.
Oh my God.
In hopes of seeing this
monkey
masturbating monkey scratching his dick and balls at you. I was just like, and then the whole time you were talking about your demon monkey,
uh-huh.
I was picturing him scratching his balls on people's faces.
You know? Oh my gosh, he probably did.
So yeah, that was like a weird story. The other one I have for you was actually about... So, me and Angel, before we started doing this podcast, I was trying to convince her, you know, come up with something. So she started doing like research about the Illuminati, which we are going to do an episode about it.
Yes, we will.
We will do it. I'm going to have
to. I got to find my other phone because when I moved, I don't know what I really did with it.
She's going to come back on, I promise you guys. And we're going to do an episode about the cult and Illuminati.
Yes.
So I thought you would like this. Do you know who Aleister Crowley is? Bitch, you doing stuff about the cult. You don't know who Aleister Crowley is.
No. I don't remember.
She's drunk now. We're just gonna blame it on her drunkenness.
Blame it on this little thing right here.
Little thing?
Yes.
I thought I had a big thing, Angel.
Yes.
Anyway, so Aleister Crowley was back in the day. He was a occultist, satanic occultist. He gave himself the nickname The Great Beast. That's mm-hmm. where we get the number 666
from. Oh, okay, yes.
This motherfucker invented it. He created it. He was all about fucking everything. Like, he would... anything. Girls, boys, goats, you name it. He was fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so his house in Loch Ness actually went on sale recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much that shit cost?
Millions, probably.
$650,000.
What?
Yeah. Because people would do satanic rituals and fucking sacrifices there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's alleged. It's supposed to be a cursed property.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a mayor who bought it, and because it was so between 1899 and 1913, a lot of satanic rituals would go down there. You know, they would sacrifice people and things. Supposedly, people. We don't know if it's true or not. You know how everything is supposedly.
Yeah.
They would have like sex orgies, like summoning the devil and shit.
Oh my God, that sounds like Illuminati.
Right. Let's get Illuminati. But pretty much, they would do all these like crazy things. A man actually purchased it. It was a mayor, I believe the mayor of the city actually purchased the property in 1913.
Oh my God.
And he ended up committing suicide a year later.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Would you live in that property?
No.
What do you mean no?
Hell no.
So great.
I would not take my kids there.
Okay. Oh yeah, I forget.
If I was by myself, okay, me and Brittany could live there.
Yeah. It's when your kids are grown.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe. They can visit on the holidays. We'll bless the house.
Yes, we will.
There we go. And then every other weekend, sex parties. Sex orgy dungeon party. Somebody name it. She's going to live wild.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Anyways, that was another like really cool and interesting little fact I thought you would like. But apparently you don't even know who Aleister Crowley is.
No.
You need to read up on this guy.
I will. I definitely will.
He was probably the most craziest, progressive, crazy guy.
Did he go by something else? No. Did he have a nickname? No.
Just the Great Beast. He was the guy who invented 666.
I probably do, but I don't remember.
She's so drunk right now. You guys don't see her eyes are going off flippity.
I'm a little buzzed. I had to relax somehow.
Life is definitely stressing us out.
Yes.
Well, overall, those were some like weird little like creepy facts that I wanted to kind of share with you. Because I like scary stuff. I always try and like influence other people to be involved in creepy and scary stuff. Aside from that, I'm really, really thankful that you came on here and decided to hang out with me, Angel.
Yes, finally.
Finally. You know how long I've been trying to convince this woman to come onto my podcast.
It's been a while.
We were always trying to work it out.
Yeah.
I definitely want to do that Illuminati episode with you.
Yes.
So hopefully you guys can tune in and listen to that one. Before we go, you have anything else to share with us?
Right now, no.
We'll have to have her come back on and share with us again.
I'll write some stuff down.
If any of you guys, be sure to follow me on Google Girls Angel is now part of the us now, so I should just say us. Yeah. Follow us on Ghoul Girls.
Yes, definitely.
Our handler is at Ghoul Girls here. .com. At Ghoul Girls here. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. We have a Facebook group page. Leave us a review on iTunes. We really appreciate those reviews. It really helps us out to get more noticed. And if you guys haven't yet, please subscribe to our Patreon. We have a couple people on there. If you guys subscribe enough, you guys can be like Kelly and end up on an episode. It would be really great. I love having people in my humble home to sit there and tell me their scary ghost stories and demon monkeys and shit.
You guys got it was
fun. If you guys got any more demon stories, be sure to share us. Send us a DM with your ghost stories, and you guys could have a chance to appear on the next episode when we do our listener stories. I really appreciate them. I really like listening to them. Also, thank you to the wonderful Angel for dropping in and giving us her scary stories that are going to make me never want to hear my boyfriend play guitar ever again.
Yes, it was a good time.
The next guy I date is never going to be a musician.
Never.
I'm done with it.
All right.
No
I hope
more
so.
Ghost boyfriends.
Or else you're going to hear him playing the guitar.
I know, right? Oh, goodness. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Once again, be sure to follow us everywhere you can. It would really help us out. And have a good night. Stay spooky.
Bye. Bye.